smoke signals from around the campfire.
On Saturday, Campfire Convention, along with Jason Hine and the Kallikallos community here in Greece, hosted a Zoom around Earth-based dreaming, Jason's concept around eco-futures, eco-villages and communities. We looked at things like food production, the reorganising of local, national and global economies, new systems of governments, which might include ceremony, conflict resolution and, of course, connections to the earth. In a time of great change and uncertainty, it's important that the dismantling of the outmoded ways is done with care and reverence, whilst we move to a flexible, open, inclusive approach, which can bring about change, synergy and collaboration and, of course, co-creation. Jason's one of Campfire's syndicated writers, and here he talks about a shift to the ancient future presence on Earth. He's just arrived in Greece, where he says these things are ready to happen in a magical, abundant, supportive, fruitful place.
Okay, great. It's good. I'm glad lots of people have come. That's very nice. So this is all about just networking with folks who are interested in creating eco-villages and eco-communities and things like that. And I've been living on eco-communities for quite a long time in my life. Sometimes I've also lived in the normal, not eco-village world as well. And and it's almost like in entering an eco village or a eco community or anything that's really a little bit like that, because it's quite a broad range of different things. It almost seems as if this is a new world, or you could call it an old world in a way. I always get that sense that I've been transported into this other reality, which is also this reality. I think some great poet has said, you know, there is another world, but it's this world. Yeah. And it's a bit like that. It feels a bit like that. And it feels a bit like at this time of where there's many crises of, certainly in the West anyway, escalating wealth inequality, climate change, and all these many, many challenges which humanity is facing at this time. And it almost seems as if we're walking over a little narrow bridge to a different world, maybe a more ecological world. Maybe humanity won't even survive, possibly, or it will be changed in some way. But it seems that we're walking over a really narrow bridge to this other eco-village world. That's certainly something I experienced in my own life. You know, I found myself walking over such a bridge. And I found myself in this other different reality where I was learning permaculture and learning gardening and growing food and being a gardener and farmer, which I was for about 15 years or something like that. And it seems all of humanity is now walking that bridge in some way, from this world to another world, this world to another world, which isn't really another world. So could it be that, you know, we can create eco-villages where we can live in abundance and joy of life and regenerate landscapes, and regenerate water courses, plant trees, plant herbs, regenerate ecosystems and do things like forest gardening, teach things like food production and technologies of reunion, such as
that's good.
Kind of solar technologies and all the different kinds of technologies that we need, do things like wild crafting, organizational change, council, redesigning currencies and money systems if we need to, things like storytelling and mythology and refinding ancient traditions of beautiful traditions of story and mythology, of that local land and of that local place. Conflict resolution, eco-building, gardening, boat building, treehouse building, straw bale building, and all the other types of creations of eco-dwellings that we need. And also another big part of it is connection with the more than human world, or the plant world, the animal world, the minerals, the rocks, the trees, and really living in that place of deep relationship, reciprocal relationship with all the plants that are around, the animals that are around, learning their stories, the stories of each plant, stories of each animal, in the same way that our ancient ancestors did. And in learning that, that can also be a way to know how to regenerate that landscape as well, or regenerate that water course, or what trees to plant where, what plants to plant in relationships with others, and so on. And so, yeah, so the idea is to really to create such gatherings and such eco-villages. We're thinking of creating something in Greece, maybe something in the southwest of England as well, but this one's more focused on Greece, which is where I am at the moment, in the island of Patmos. So Patmos is where John received the vision of Revelations in the cave of the Apocalypse. And this, you know, like, call is a bit like composting the apocalypse. It's like the anti-apocalypse. What would it be if you were to like compost the rotted down corpse of the apocalypse? And out of it might grow some beautiful eco-community. So instead of this straight line going straight towards the future, which is either heading towards some enormous mountain looming in front of us, some enormous disaster, or some perfect techno-utopia, or we all elevate to 5D next week or something like that. Instead of this gigantic looming future, there's this possibility to go back into ancestral time, spiral time. So it's that kind of idea, that kind of vision. And it's like what we're looking for is all the people who might want to do that, such as whoever the people are, like storytellers, ceremonialists, facilitators, eco-builders, gardeners, clowns, entrepreneurs, whoever the people are. And it seems always with these kind of things and wanting to create an eco-village and things like that, that it goes round in a circle. Some people gather together, and those people decide that they want to have a few meetings together. And they start to have meetings together. Obviously, you can't have physical meetings at the moment because of lockdown. You can have online meetings. People start having meetings together, get to know each other, and form the particular vision, the particular values, maybe some bylaws and things like that, if they really want to get into detail. Also the kind of structures, like conflict resolution structures they might form, or things like, how it's working economically, like is it a cooperative? Is it a company limited by guarantee or whatever? What is it in that sense? So people gather and decide those things, and then maybe they find some land that they want to be on, and then they might come to be on that land, or maybe there's already land. So things kind of go around in a spiral like this. And sometimes in that spiral, people leave and say, well, that's not quite the group for me, or that's not quite the land for me. And that's a natural process. That's how it happens. And then it might be that these other people pod off and form other little groups. And those other little groups gather together and they start talking about their values and how they're going to do it economically and how they're going to do it spiritually and everything else they might want to talk about. And then find some land and then be on that land. Or maybe the land comes first. So the purpose in this gathering is just to start that process. And, you know, of course, personally, I would like to live on some land and garden and live in community and celebrate and eat together with people and live together with people in that way and regenerate a little bit of the landscape around and listen to the people who are there. You know, what do the people who are there need already? What do we need to live? And also would like to help, you know, like other groups who are doing that. So if from this meeting, you know, people network together and form their own little groups, that would be good. Or, you know, if one or two groups form, that's also good. So not everybody has to have the same exact values in a particular group. But it's good if there's some common values as well. So, and some common, you know, common ground. So this kind of leads to the idea of, yes, it's good. It's good. There's two things. One is to be on the ground, you know, creating, working the land, creating an eco-village pretty soon feels very important to me. And also, as well, to create networks of eco-villages. Of course, there's already networks of eco-villages. There's things like the Global Eco-Village Network I've done some training with. And they're great, and there's other eco-village networks, so it's not like we're reinventing, you know, something completely original. But yeah, to create eco-village networks which are linked with each other. And the good thing about eco-village networks is you can exchange people. People can move from one to another, or maybe you can exchange ideas, or best practices, or permaculture techniques, and things like that, conflict resolution techniques, whatever. There seems to be these two essential basic forces in human beings. One is to be rooted in a land, deeply rooted, connected to all the animals and plants around and the people around. Another one is to go out, and the second one is to go out and search for new lands and find new lands. It's almost like a mythical sense to find a new land to rejuvenate the tribe. And so this having eco-village networks kind of is a way to fulfill those two human forces or energies or whatever you want to call them. To be on the land and also to pollinate. Some people are more pollinators and some people are more rooted in the land. Everyone's rooted in the land to a certain extent. So yeah, and then also being an eco community, you know, that can, you know, once you're on the land or even while setting it up, this creates a place where people can live, you know, in an abundant way, connected with the earth, deeply in a relationship with the earth, in a kind of animistic relationship with the earth. And also they can go forth into the world if they choose to and engage with the world, doing whatever they do, doing organizational change or conflict resolution or healing or maybe there are some kind of ethical entrepreneur or something like that, or they're teaching permaculture or gardening or whatever it is. They can go forth into the world from that place and sally forth into the everyday world and have a kind of influence. And then also an eco-village could be a place where people can support the local community, you know, support local people who are wanting to do permaculture or gardening, or they want to really restore the watercourses that are there, or they want to clean up the beach, or they want to start a housing cooperative, which offers, you know, low-income housing or something like that. So, you know, from that basis of an eco-village, it's possible to also, obviously, it would be part of the local community, but also support other ventures in the local community through whatever means, maybe through education or through some kind of mutualistic business or whatever. Many different ways in which that could potentially happen. Yeah, so, yeah, how to become this bridge to a world that is more regenerative, more earth-based, community-based, where we can kind of heal our nervous systems a little bit, relax a little bit, and be with the land, and be something that's composting the apocalypse a little bit and creating a little bit of bringing a little bit of what we might think of as a good future into this present. Instead of having a very narrow little present and a tiny future, open up into a more ancestral way of being, like our ancient ancestors who lived on the land. And for some people, that's not very long ago. Some people, that's like a couple of generations, even one generation maybe. Some people, it's like 10,000 years or something since that happened. Yeah, so that's the kind of idea. And it's not, I do want to live with people who have similar values, really. But also, I don't, recognizing that a network of eco-villages will be diverse, and any one eco-village will probably be diverse. So you know, there's room for different approaches and different, different ways of doing things and different spiritual approaches and things like that within reason, as well. And of course, these ideas can all change in time. And during the process of creating eco-villages, ideas and visions change their form and refine themselves and mutate in some way as well. So there's this opening to mutation, collaboration. And it seems pretty clear that if we ever arrive in abundant Earth community, you know, that everybody, the whole human race or any given group or Greece or whatever it is, that we won't arrive just like the people we are now. We'll be changed, we'll be mutated, we'll become something different from what we are. And maybe many of us are already going through that change to become more earth-based beings. Could be learning skills, or maybe it's some psychological or spiritual change, or animistic change, or whatever. We'll be transformed by being part of the ecological relationships of the earth and by becoming in collaboration with each other and in community with each other. So that's kind of some things I have to say about it. And I'd love to hear from some other people, and I'd love to hear about, you know, your visions and your deepest dreams, and specifically if you have a vision of creating eco-community in Greece. You can mention other places as well if you want. Maybe we'll have a meeting about other places another time. And also if you've had any experience with that and how it's been as well. Your vision and dreams of what you like to create, and also, you know, your little bit about your experience, and specifically if you've had experience of creating an eco-village or being on one or something similar to that, because there's lots of things that are similar to an eco-village, right? There's housing cooperatives are similar and something like that.
This is a Campfire Firecast.
For information on future meetings or to join our project Eco Networking, you'd be very welcome to join our community at campfireconvention.uk/projects. Hope to see you there.